All right, so we're speaking about the issue of Sharmila Batoy, the first female head of the National Prosecuting Authority. It's about time. Officially taking over one of the toughest positions in the country as the newly appointed prosecution's boss. It was her first day in office today, but she's obviously got a long to-do list. She's inheriting an organization that's just beset with problems. There are allegations of partial capture by some top officials that are coming out of the State Capture Commission. She really does have a lot on her plate, but she's also got her work cut out for her, it appears. Let's speak to Judge Johan Krechler, who is a former Constitutional Court Justice and also working with Freedom Under Law. Judge, lovely to have you on the program this afternoon, and thank you very much for coming on. What do you think Sharmila Batoy's priorities should be as she walks into this job?
Sharon, thanks for having me, and good afternoon to you and the listeners. You know, I wouldn't presume to tell a very competent person who's just stepped into the job and obviously thought a good deal about it. I won't presume to try to tell her how to do her job. It's a very, very onerous one. It's a very, very difficult one. It's probably the trickiest public service job at the moment in this country. She knows it. She'll know where to start. She'll know how to go about it. I do believe she must know that she has the moral and the political backing of all right-minded South Africans. I think we must give her time to breathe, to find her feet, to find direction. I think we must not try to second-guess her. I think even if we do on occasion think that we would have done things differently, we must hold our tongues, give the lady an opportunity to prove her mettle.
You know, I think what you're saying is probably very fair. I mean, we are an impatient country. I think we've had so many things go wrong within the NPA in the last few years that we're just sick and tired of it. And we probably want results overnight, which is quite unrealistic. How much time do you think she needs to get these processes going to fix what has gone wrong within the National Prosecuting Authority?
She must start yesterday. It's an imperative that she start immediately with all deliberate speed. Whether it takes a month, certainly not. Whether it takes a year, most unlikely. Whether it takes a couple of years, likely. If all goes well, I should think that we should see the NPA having turned the corner in about 2 years from now.
You know, Judge, I imagine she's walking into a situation where there may be very, very competent people she is possibly going to be working with. But I think many of them would be demoralized by the shenanigans that have gone on within the National Prosecuting Authority in the last few years. And possibly there's a fair amount of factionalization there, as has occurred in many state institutions where there was interference. How does she go about making sure that everyone is on the same page and working towards the same ideals as she takes over?
Well, first of all, I think we should recognize and acknowledge that the prosecuting authority is a unique branch of the public service. It is a professional branch. It is the most rewarding work that a lawyer could possibly do, a prosecutor. I think there are many, many hundreds of dedicated, competent people within the National Prosecuting Authority. Certainly, there were a number of very rotten apples at the top echelon. By and large, however, it's a good service. It needs a little bit of leadership, inspiration, guidance, and it will get traction very quickly again. It is a good service. It always has been, and it can be again.
I want to ask you about the issue of interference, because we know this came up and she gave a fairly confident answer when she was asked, you know, how she would respond to any potential political interference. She said she'd already sat the president down and had a conversation with him when she accepted the job, and he gave her his word that there was going to be no political interference in her work. But we know the African National Congress by now, and we know that there are some forces that remain within the party that probably cannot resist an opportunity at trying to control the fate of the NPA. Is she being slightly naive in believing that she goes in there with a clean slate and all the power to make decisions that she wants to make without the slightest bit of political interference?
Certainly the track record shows an alarming, irresistible urge on the part of politicians to seek to interfere with the National Prosecuting Authority. Right from the start when the office was originally created, senior politicians could not keep their hands off the levers of power there. But at the same time, the track record shows that each and every one of the honest the heads of the NPA, and we know whom I'm excluding, each of the honest ones have shown an independence, a fierce independence, a professional judgment exercised fearlessly. And I think Ms. Patoy will be following in a proud tradition of people who can give the politicians the old two-finger sign, notwithstanding the likelihood there will still be attempts to interfere.
Thank you so much for your time on the program this evening, Judge Johan Krechler.